Greetings to you in Jesus' name. I hope you're having a blessed week. Glory to God. Have you ever taken a trip and the final destination is a great place, but the journey was just as good? Have you been on that road or on the road and you hear, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" Sometimes we just want to get there. We just want to get there, don't we? Then there are times when we learn something along the way that wasn't planned by us. Our fuel for the week is called On the Road. And it takes us to the book of Luke, chapter 24, verses 13 through 53. And it reads, "Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they walked together, and they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was, while they conversed and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained, so that they did not know him. And he said to them, 'What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad?' Then one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, 'Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? And have you not known the things which happen there in these days?' And he said to them, 'What things?' So they said to him, 'The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us when they did not find his body. They came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. Then he said to them, 'O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.' Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther, but they constrained him, saying, 'Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent.' And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, 'Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us?' So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, 'The Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon.' And they told about the things that had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread." Now, as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were terrified and frightened and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them, Have you any food here? So they gave him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb. He took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are my witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass, while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the word. So we read what? We read two men traveling. Now let's go back to verse 13. It says, Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem, 7 mile walk. And they talked together of all the things which had happened. Like we do, we talk about stuff. This happened, that happened. You know, we kind of reminisce about what just took place. We kind of go over what just took place. Verse 15, So it was, while they conversed and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him. But they were reasoning and talking with themselves. You know how we do. Man, maybe this happened because of this reason, or maybe this because of that. It was a 7 mile journey ahead. They had no idea. They had no idea about what will take place next. They didn't know. Remember, they're sad. They're talking about what happened to Jesus. You know, what's taking place. And it's the third day, by the way. Now, see, the human mind can go all over the place when tragedy strikes. The human mind can go all over the place when we don't really understand something. We'll be all over with our mind. Jesus was just crucified. They're broken up from that. They're sad. But while they were having their conversation, hear me now, while they were having this conversation on the road, it was on the road, Jesus drew near to them. Their eyes were restrained and they didn't know him. Verse 18. Then one of those whose name was Cleopas, answered and said to him, Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? Have you not known the things which have happened in these days? You know, that's what we say. Man, you've been under a rock. You don't know what's going on out there? Are you not watching the news? Did you not hear what happened? Did you not hear what happened to Jesus? Do you not know what just took place? He calls Jesus a stranger because he doesn't know who he is. He doesn't know it's him. Remember, you guys, they're sad and they got other things going on. But it says their eyes were restrained so they didn't know him. There was a reason why at this point that they didn't know that it was Jesus. You see, they, among others, believe that Jesus was going to redeem Israel. And now that he's dead, they think it's not going to happen. So yeah, they're sad, among other things. That's what they think. But you see, they don't understand, nor do they see the big picture as the Lord God does. Jesus asked what things, and they told him. They told him about, you know, the crucifixion, how he was handed over. And after they got done telling Jesus, Jesus replies, and I'm going to read verse 25. Then he said to them, "O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken." Remember, you guys, it's day three. Verse 26 says, "Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and enter into his glory?" And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. He lets them know, look, they talked about me. This has got to happen. It has to go down this way. And so we get caught up in our feelings and our emotions, you guys, because we're sad. And we begin to think of things, and it's not really what it is, which can lead us to unbelief. Jesus addresses the non-belief and then what must take place. But we don't see, or we don't know the big picture. So what do? We lean on our own understanding. Children of God, just because it appears one way doesn't mean it's that way at all. Don't be moved by what you see or hear if it's not from God. Have faith and trust in the Lord and his word. Jesus was going further. He was out of there. He was going further. But they invited him to stay with them, and he did just that, didn't he? Then we read, they sat down at the table. He breaks bread. He blesses it. And then their eyes were opened. And then they knew it was him, but then he vanished. Boom, he's out. Jesus revealed himself to him on his own time and not theirs. Jesus made it known to them. They didn't get this on their own. It was made known by him. Verse 32 says, "And they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us?" They're saying, man, something was going on inside while he was talking to us. They said, didn't our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road as he opened up the scriptures to us? Something was going place on the inside while Jesus was talking to him. It burned where? In their hearts. Where? On the road. The walk. It was on the road while he talked with them. Ladies and gentlemen, chosen of God, believers, forget misinterpreting the word of God. This is how it's done. It's revealed to us. Jesus revealed the scriptures to them. He opened it up to them. That's how it's done. He reveals it to us. You see, they said he opened the scriptures to us. So when Holy Spirit reveals the word itself, that takes the guessing out. You don't have to try to figure out what God is saying. Read the word and ask him, "Lord, what are you saying? Reveal what you said to me." You see, children of God, that's part of the problem with the body of Christ today. Too many different interpretations. Too many ways of looking at it. God says this. Four or five different people say this. Four or five different people say this. They're all saying something different than what he's saying. Some of it is not the will of God at all. Some of it is not what the Lord is saying at all. I ask you now, is there any human alive who knows the word of God better than God himself? So you're going to tell me a human knows what God is saying better than God knows? Don't fall for the, "Oh, let me tell you what Jesus is really saying." No, Jesus is saying exactly what he means. Don't allow some man or woman, because of a title, to say, let me tell you what Jesus is really saying. No, Jesus says exactly what he said the first time around. Amen. Hallelujah. But no one knows the word of God better than God himself. No, never. It's not possible. It says Jesus opened the scriptures to these guys. You see, Holy Spirit can tell you exactly what the Lord God is saying. There's no need to interpret or misinterpret or guess wrong or guess at all. Be led by the Spirit. Ask the Spirit. We can get the word and what it means straight from Holy Spirit. Remember, ask, seek, and knock. That's what Jesus told us to do in Matthew 7. You see, the Lord reveals. Holy Spirit will remind us of what Jesus said and things to come. We find that in John chapter 14 through 16. You see, the Lord is an eye opener, not man. I'll say that again. The Lord is the eye opener, not man. Back to the word. Verse 34 says, saying the Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. And they told about the things that had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. Now, as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, peace to you. But they were terrified and frightened and supposed they had seen a spirit. So here we have again, they're talking about Jesus. He pops up in the middle and says, peace to you. Peace to you. But they were afraid, terrified, frightened. They thought it was a spirit. Verse 38 says, and he said to them, why are you troubled? Here it is. And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Then he says, behold my hands and my feet. Look at this. Look at my hands. Look at my feet. It's me. He says, a spirit doesn't have flesh and bones as you see I have. Can you imagine this sight? Here you are talking about Jesus and then he appears. And they're like, whoa. Whoa. And he says, why are you troubled and why are you doubting in your heart? This very thing is supposed to happen this way. He is going to appear because he said, I would meet you there. Verse 40. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they still did not believe, for joy and marvel, he said to them, have you any food? So they gave him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, listen to what Jesus says to these guys. These are the words which I spoke to you while I was with you. You see, therefore, that's why Jesus says, why are you doubting? I told you this before I left. I told you this was going to happen. And now here it is, but they don't recognize that this is what he was talking about. Do we do like the disciples, you guys, where the Lord tells us something and then it takes place and we don't recognize it's that thing that he talked about? Does that happen to us as well? Jesus says, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled. You see that? All things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. These things must take place. So therefore, don't be moved by what you see. Yes, Jesus was crucified. Yes, he's gone from them in the human suit. But he's not gone. He's doing what he was sent to do. Died for our sins and be raised the third day. This is part of it. This has to take place. Verse 45. And he opened their understanding. You see how that works? He opened the understanding. Man doesn't open your understanding. Pastor Tyron doesn't open your understanding. No, it's him and his word. He's the one who opens our understanding. Open your heart to the Lord that he may open your understanding. Amen. Verse 45 says, and he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, thus it is written. Here we go again. It is written. And thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer. Remember, Peter didn't want Jesus to go to the cross at all. And that's when Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Peter's like, no, man, you can't do this. But see, there's something bigger going on here, and Peter doesn't see the big picture, and that's part of our problem. We just see what's in front of us. Jesus has to go to this cross in order for us to have salvation. And Peter is trying to stop that? Are you kidding me? Man, get out the way. But Jesus had to suffer and rise from the dead the third day, just as he said. Verse 47, he says, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So children of God, when you see a church that says, all welcome. Yeah, all should be welcome. But when you leave out of that place, you might be feeling a certain way based off of what was taught. You might be feeling a certain way based off of what was said. And if you're speaking and preaching the word of God, trust me, you know, just like I do, the word of God, you're going to come out of there feeling a certain way. Because that's what the word of God does, because the word of God is true. The word of God is alive. Jesus, the word, in the beginning became flesh, as we're told. He opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Again, Jesus opened it up, not them. Jesus gives us understanding. Holy Spirit gives us understanding. Father God gives us understanding. Just ask. Don't try to get it on your own. When it comes to the word of God, you might misinterpret it. And then you think you should be going left, but because it was misinterpreted, the word said go right. You see, God said go right, but the misinterpretation had you go left. Now you're on a road you shouldn't be on. Ask the Lord to reveal. Ask him to reveal his word to you. Hey, it could happen on the road. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we come humbly to you in your name. We pray and ask that you reveal yourself to us, that we seek you with all we have, all our hearts, all our mind, that your word will proceed before us, that we, as your children, chase you, Jesus, and not man and his stuff. May God get all his glory through our lives of righteousness in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you and bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Pastor Tyron, signing off.